We're doing the Netivot Shalom and Parshat Korach. Va'aron ma'u kitalinu alav. And why do you turn to complain about Aaron? So the famous work, the Hasidic work, Be'er Avram. He explains what Rashi says in the name of the Tanchuma, that Korach had all his men wear garments that were made of complete blue wool, and they came and stood before Moshe, and they said to him, Moshe, if the talis, if the garment itself is completely blue, does it have to have tzitzis or not? And Moshe said, yes, it needs tzitzis with that blue thread. So they said, that's ridiculous. Here you have the whole garment's blue. So the Be'er Avram explains that Korach had that aspect of taking the service of Hashem to great heights. Like the Midrash says, our sages say that Korach was exceptionally smart. He was one of the people who carried the Aron on his shoulder. And his madrega, his focus was on Yir'at HaRomimut. He was on this high level where his awe was of God's exaltation. But the trait that he lacked was the trait of humility. Hachna'a, shiflut. The idea of tchelet corresponds to greatness. You see, the Kohen Gadol wears a garment that's completely blue. And the concept that the tcheles goes on the corner of the garment, the bottom corners of the garment, corresponds to the concept of humility. Korach's error was that he thought the service of Hashem can stem solely from his level, Yir'at HaRomimut, awe of God's exaltation, without that aspect of the lower corner, that aspect of humility. And so he thought he was fit to be the leader. And that was the question. A garment that's completely blue, he says, that's me, the garment that's completely blue. Who needs the strings on the bottom corner? That idea of, I'm lowly, I am humble. And Moshe answered him, no, you must wear tzitzis on such a garment. He's telling him, you also need humility. One cannot attain kehuna gedola, to be the leader, the top Kohen, unless his service of Hashem stems from humility as well. And to a degree, Moshe is telling Korach, that's why you're not fit for the job. And that's why Moshe turns to Korach and says, Ve'aharon mahu. What's Aaron that you're complaining against? And what he's saying is, Aaron has that trait that you could say about him, mahu, what is he? He's so humble. He has that humility. You see, when the Jews complained at the crossing of the sea, they said, now what? So Moshe and Aaron both said, V'nachnu ma. What are we? You complain to us? Are we some kind of magicians? Did we do anything here? It's all God's doing. Turn to God. What are you turning to us for? So the word ma, when it comes to Moshe and Aaron, reflects their humility. That they can both say, what am I? And that is really why Aaron was fit to be the Kohen Gadol. One can understand it also based on the Talmud in Erevin. It says in the Talmud that for 2.5 years, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argued. One side said a person is better off had he never been created. The other side said, it's great that a person's created, much better than had he not been created. What were they arguing about? For 2.5 years, they're arguing, are you better off being created or not? A deep philosophical question. Of course, we know when you're created, there's potential for good, but there's also potential to fail. So, the work Teshuot Chain explains that here too we say, Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. Both sides have an element of truth, and both sides represent godliness. If a person is left to himself, then he's better off not having been created. Because as a person, if all I am is this flesh and bones, so then one's heart breaks. When a person comes to do a mitzvah, he looks at it and says, who am I? I'm going to go and do that mitzvah? If that's the way a person behaves, so then he's better off not having been created. But when a person looks at a mitzvah with humility, and he does it, so then Hashem looks at him and says, I'm happy he was created. It's better that he was created. He's accomplished something. So when we say it's better that a person wasn't created, we're saying if a person's attitude about himself is, gee, I have so much responsibility, who knows if I could live up to it? And the mitzvos are so tremendous, who knows? And then he does the mitzvos out of that humility, out of that recognition, that where a person looks at himself and says, I don't know if I'm going to live up to my responsibility. Then Hashem says, good thing he was created. But then you have a person who approaches the mitzvos the exact opposite. He approaches the mitzvos and says, boy, is the world lucky I was created. And when he approaches the mitzvos, there's no humility there. On the contrary, he says, God, take a good look. Look at what I'm doing. Look at how great I am. So then even if he's serving Hashem, his service of Hashem stems from his idea of, look at how great I am. And then Hashem, so to speak, says about him, gee, the world would have been better had he not been created. So the Chuot Chen wants to say that these two ideas, they're both true. It depends on how the person views himself. And that's what Moshe answers them. He says, Aaron Mahu. He says, look at Aaron, look at his humility. Being that Aaron doesn't consider himself great, on the contrary, Aaron is so humble. When it's Aaron's time to go and bring the sacrifices, he takes a step back. And Moshe has to tell him, take a step forward. This is your job. This is your day. And Aaron says, me, but I did the egel. How could I be the one to bring a sacrifice of a cow? Aaron sees his faults. And Aaron says, I can't. He needs that encouragement. By the way, we saw the same thing with Moshe. That's why Aaron's fit to be Kohen Gadol. Aaron does his service with one approach, one attitude. There's one formula to Aaron's service. If you ask him, why are you doing it? You know what Aaron would tell you? Because God said so. Aaron feels he's not worthy. The exact opposite of Korach. You know, when there was a question about who would be chief rabbi of Israel last time. So there was an interview with Rav Yaakov Ariel. I didn't see it, but they spoke about it in yeshiva, so I heard it quoted. And they said that the interviewer couldn't understand him. At the time, what was quoted was that the interviewer said to him, why do you think you're fit to be chief rabbi of Israel? To which Rav Yaakov Ariel immediately responded and said, I don't. So the interviewer looked at him befuddled and said, well, then why are you here for the post? And Rav Yaakov Ariel answered, because Rav Avram Shapiro told me to be here. The former chief rabbi of Israel, Rav Avram Shapiro, says I should be here, so I'm not going to go against what he says. So the interviewer couldn't understand. Since when does a person going for a public position say, I don't think I'm worthy? It blew him away. They didn't know what to do with it. But to us, that's not foreign. That's exactly what Moshe said, and that's exactly what Aaron said. Where was Korach's fault? Where was Korach's error? In his haughtiness. And that's severe. Our sages say, God says about a person who is arrogant, God says, this room ain't big enough for the two of us. Me and he, we don't fit in the world together. We don't find God saying that about any other sin. Idol worship, adultery. There are very heavy sins, and yet the Talmud doesn't use such terminology. We see that there is an element of loathe, so to speak, in heaven towards arrogance. And that's why Korach's fault was so severe, to the degree that for this fault we find a punishment that we don't find anywhere else. Vayovdu mitoch ha-kohal. They get swallowed up in the earth. They're gone. And that's what he quotes over here, another Hasidic work, that when the Pasuk says, Uvau ha-ovdim be'eretz Ashur, those that were lost in the land of Ashur will return, that the word Ashur corresponds to arrogance. When a person is very tough, because he's very confident, because he's very arrogant, that's the term Ashur. And that's why the Pasuk says, those that are lost in Ashur, because those who go that route are lost. It's very hard for them to do tshuva over that, because even the tshuva feeds their arrogance. Look at me, I'm doing tshuva. And then a person never really makes it back. And even a person like Korach, even if a person is serving Hashem in every other respect, if they don't have humility, then tshuva is beyond them. And that's why they're called lost, ovdim. And that's what it says about Korach. Vayovdu, the same root of avad. That arrogance causes a person to be lost. Now, as we've seen already, the Nativot Shalom very often likes to bring us back to what? To Shabbos. So the Nativot Shalom says the same concept is found in the Holy Shabbos. If you take the words, the letters of the word boshet, shame, and you switch them around, you get Shabbat. It's only through boshet, a person that has shame, that we enter Shabbat. How so? So the holy work Torat Avot, from his grandfather, writes, the idea of Shabbos is that on Shabbos, Hashem takes a Jew into his chamber. Shabbos, it's as though the king says, come to my house. We're spending Shabbos at my house, God says. So, Shabbos, it's as though Am Yisrael enters the Holy of Holies. And just like Aaron couldn't enter the Holy of Holies unless he had shame, humility. Remember, Moshe tells Aaron, go in. Aaron says, no. Moshe says, what are you embarrassed about? He could see Aaron has shame. He says, I'm not worthy. What does Moshe answer him? This is why you were chosen. It's for this that you were chosen. So we always understand that to mean for this, for the job of entering. Go ahead. No, for this, for the fact that you have shame. You're embarrassed. You say, I'm not worthy. For this you were chosen. And this is why you're worthy to enter the Holy of Holies. And this is the idea of a Jew entering Shabbos, where a Jew looks at his whole week and he looks back at the week and it's not exactly the week he would have wanted. He realizes it's not perfection. And now he's entering a different world. He's entering God's chamber. He's entering Shabbos. His grandfather said, it says in Talmud that as evening falls down, as the Shabbos sets in, a person is responsible to feel his clothing, to make sure, Chayav Adam Lemashmesh Bevigdo, feel your clothing, make sure you're not carrying any muktzah, you're not carrying anything. We say it every Friday, right? So the grandfather from Slonim said, the word Bigdo doesn't have to mean clothing. The word bigdo could also be the root bagad. Bagad means to be a traitor.
Chayav Adam Nemashmesh Bevigdo. So the grandfather of Slonim said, a person, as he approaches Shabbos, should not only check his clothing to make sure he didn't bring a pen with him to shul. You know, very often, you could see me in shul, as we finish the mincha, pull out a pen that I didn't realize was in my jacket. I do this before I say Kabbalah Shabbos. I'm suddenly feeling, and sometimes I'll find in my pocket a coin, a pen. Everyone's starting Kabbalah Shabbos, and I'm going off to the closet to put it away. Well, Chayav Adam Lemashmesh Bevigdo. So the grandfather of Slonim says that could also mean a person has to check where he was a traitor, where he didn't live up to what he was supposed to all week. And a person has to think about that before he enters Shabbos. And that's the idea that we're taught. This is a great concept for Shabbos. Yes, enter Shabbos out of humility. Think about it. How does the average person enter Shabbos? Yeah, chillin', chicken, wine, schnapps, sleep. No responsibilities, no cell phone. It's all about me. You think Shabbos, what do you think? Sleeping late, getting an afternoon nap. But if we think about Shabbos differently, if we enter Shabbos as entering God's chamber, as entering a holy part of the week, we can still rest, but it's a different rest. These two ideas can only be attained when a person is willing to have shame. He's willing to recognize that he's not as perfect as the facade he'd like to present all week. The nature of a human being is that he cannot enter such realms of holiness. It's not within his nature to enter the Holy of Holies. If that's God's chamber, then what's a human being doing there? Nor is it within a human being's nature to enter Shabbos. The way we attain that is when a person stops and says, no, I'm not worthy. I'm going in because God gave me. This is why I was chosen. And the more humility a person has, the more holiness he can attain in the Shabbos. Yes, Shabbos can be a reflection of ego. It's all about me. Or Shabbos can be a day of holiness where a person says, now I'm entering the realm that God gave me. And if you think about it, the correlation that the Rebbe of Slonim presented is very powerful. Because the nature of man is that he likes being the boss. Aaron should have loved charging forward. He's the holiest man doing what everyone else wanted. But no, he stops and says, but I'm not worthy of this. By the same token, a person should charge into Shabbos. Hey, this is great. Stop. Wait a second. You're entering a realm of holiness. It's like the world to come. No work. Just sit and enjoy. Am I worthy of that? Am I ready for the world to come? No. If I can recognize that, then I can say, okay, but this is Hashem's mitzvah. And then I enter a totally different Shabbos. Shabbat shalom.